I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
This one time, I was totally gonna bone my girlfriend, and then she was like, there's no way. It's one of the best Family Guy jokes.
Here I am, laughing at that joke as the ostrich.
All right, we'll just do it. We'll do it live. Okay, everybody. That was as good of an opening football game that I think you could probably imagine Oregon having. I know it's Montana State. I know this. Very clear, the talent discrepancy on the field. But I don't think any of us expected how clean and sort of perfect in every aspect of football Oregon was against Montana State last week. They were very good. Dante Moore was very good. The offensive line was very good. Running game, diverse, very good.
The DEI field. The DEI. Diversity. lost me there.
I don't know. Do they have any more Kyle Kaspers? I don't know.
I like the MOGA guy.
Nova sad. Not Nova bad. Some people are saying. Wide receivers, very good. Like, Sadiq caught one pass and scored a touchdown on it. And everybody blocked well. Sadiq had pancakes. Like, DeCorian Moore had pancakes. Guys, the defense looked really, really fast. Like, again, I know it's Montana State, but they looked really fast. And every single person who played looked really fast. Oregon might be good. Yeah.
Yes. It's hard to figure out what Montana State is. Like, even if they are the number one,
the
number two. I'm aware from last week, but even if they're, you know, number one, number two, they're still an FCS school. I mean, it should have been this. And you said the wide receivers look good. We didn't know what the wide receivers looked like. Yeah. There wasn't really much happening out of them. Other than I was kind of surprised at Benson kind of being a semi-possible go-to guy.
Like, it feels like he almost had more catches on Saturday than he did his entire time at Alabama and Florida. Someone fact-check that. I feel like it's pretty close.
It's possible. It is possible.
It's possible. I feel like it's within the realm.
Five catches, 51 yards, and a touchdown. He looked really good. Like, everybody else who caught a pass caught one pass, and it was for, like, 40 yards. So,
I think Gary caught a couple, and Dak had a couple.
Boy, the block by Dak was maybe the biggest highlight of the entire game? Probably, right?
I mean,
Dan said, he was blocking the wrong guy, but, you know.
He blocked his ass off, blocking the wrong guy.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Let's see. Etienne says, in 2023, 13 receptions for Benson. 2024, he had 25. So
don't like these fact checkers.
No. Yeah. It was way better.
I asked for it, but I didn't want it.
Allegedly. Some people are saying the numbers are cooked. Some people are saying.
FailingSportsReference.com.
I don't know, though. I'm not sure if I'm fully invested in the Ducks could be really, really good. I'm going to need a couple weeks still, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, play Oklahoma State.
No, obviously, I'm not even going to probably count Oklahoma State as being like.
Play Penn State.
Should not be close this week.
Yeah. Hey, play a top two team on the road and then pop off is what Ski's giving us. Play the Vegas favorite to win a national championship on the road and then get back to me.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is I think Oklahoma State is dog shit and I think their quarterback's hurt. Then they play Northwestern. Then they play Oregon State. That is not competition. if
you this know, guy doesn't understand, you don't understand college football propaganda
at all.
I do.
I don't think you do. Do I need to send you like USC Twitter notes from their 70-13 win over Missouri State? That's how you talk college football in September. Not these nuanced takes about, well, that was actually an FCS team, and Oklahoma State is a little down because they're on NIL, and Northwestern, the academic constrictions are a little hard, and Oregon State, we know what happened. They got kicked out of the Power Five, and now they're just saying that fucking rocked. That's all we want. That's all the analysis you need. That she rocked.
Yeah. This guy doesn't understand when titles are won.
The season already started. Titles are won before the season starts.
Thank you.
Sometimes they used to be.
You're starting to understand. You're close. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you get on our level, Ski? Figure it out.
Seriously.
Viewer, yes, this is in fact an authentic 2008 Holiday Bowl jersey. And yes, it is in fact Aaron Flugrad's. I beat him up. And I took it from him, off of his body. He's very small, so it wasn't difficult. This was one of those old surplus sale buys. I went to like 2 surplus sales in my whole life, and I got like 3 jerseys while I was there.
Did you get a set of pads and some football shoes?
You could see the shoulders, though. Like, they're made to have pads in them.
Do you see?
Because remember, these were like reflective. The steel.
Oh, they're
you can see that.
They're kind of shining. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No, the problem with football jerseys is that they like sell those to fans like that as well. I can never get into rocking football jerseys for that reason.
Yeah.
Or they sell you the ones that look like trash bags.
Yes, that's the other
option. And so you could be 6'2", 185, and jacked. You're still gonna look like you're Misdemeanor Elliot going like it's just a terrible look.
You have to wear pants that are like 3 sizes too big too. Just, if you're gonna wear that jersey.
Jerseys, football jerseys, it's a choice.
That's why I'm jerseys, perfectly fine with people rocking football jerseys for that exact reason.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, question. Yeah. I'm going to the game on Saturday. If I were to wear this jersey, how many people do you think would stop me and think I'm Aaron Flugrad?
0. His hair is too good.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I am legitimately curious if people still remember what Aaron Flugrad looks like. They know what his sister looks like for sure, but...
If this game was in 3 weeks and you could rock a beanie, you might get a couple.
I could wear a hat. I could wear like a green hat or whatever. Should I pose as Aaron Flugrad?
You should. And it's be like, I think he coaches in like Northern Arizona. It's like, yeah, we're on a bye. Go Jacks. Go Ducks.
He used to be Arizona State, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he was like their wide receiver.
I could be wrong, but I felt like he was in Northern Arizona.
No, you're probably right. Yeah.
Lumberjacks?
Swoosh, they are the Jacks.
Jacks. Yeah, Swoosh, Lumberjacks.
McDuck calls it stolen valor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
There
was,
There wasn't a ton of valor coming out of Flugrad, but
I actually have from that same Holiday Bowl the Matt Tuiana.
Yeah.
Jersey that I got at a surplus sale. I don't think I'm passing as a smelling guy. I gotta be honest.
Have you tried it on?
No, I haven't. Not in a very long time.
My guy.
No, I'm good.
On. He was a D lineman. We can make this happen.
No, I'm fine.
That would be awesome if we both were wearing authentic Holiday Bowl jerseys.
Hey, I got the pants too,
so that would be a fun little
with Drewski going white face. Do you think you could go Polynesian face?
I'm not gonna test it out though.
All right,
I mean, it might be socially acceptable at this point, but I'm not testing those lines.
But like we said, blackface, you know, they pull TV shows comedy shows that are making fun of people doing blackface. Can you do brownface, Polynesian? You know, is that acceptable? Or is it just
because
whiteface? Well, oh, clearly whiteface is
no
whiteface is acceptable now, huh? Braga, what do you think about that?
Whiteface is acceptable.
Yeah,
whiteface has always been acceptable.
Hate, not heritage, you know. So yep. Heritage, not hate, you know. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Fender says it is if you're Rob Schneider. Yeah. Or didn't Emma Stone play a Hawaiian character in a movie once? Like. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we've covered this.
Did you see Rob Schneider? He was going after Will Smith this week.
Rob Schneider goes after everyone.
That is a fight I would like to see happen.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't want to see anything to do with Schneid Peace.
Or Will Smith.
Or Will Smith, honestly, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think we really talked about it, but man, that freestyle he came out with a couple months ago. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, like, celebrity just has to be, just as a quick aside, celebrity has to be such a drug that you're Will Smith, and I don't know how much he's worth. I'm going to say it's $275 million in the bank. And he's still at, like, 60. He's like, you wonder what? I'm going to freestyle to get back into pop culture. Buddy, just enjoy life.
Yeah, why? You're rich.
Disappear. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, you could see it. There has to be something. You see it in wrestlers like Ric Flair dragging his like 80-year-old drunk ass out into the ring and stuff. Still, there's some sort of dopamine that hits you different.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all narcissists yeah. And you'd like to hear the sound of their own voice and all that. But at a certain point, brother, just.
Brother,
go to Turks and Caicos. Like, just
be Tom Cruise. Make your one blockbuster every 2 or 3 years, and don't do anything else. You don't have to do anything. I'm with you. Any other thoughts on Ducks?
I think the only thing I would really say is that granted, some of this is just roster construction, blah blah blah. Yeah. I loved how many freshmen and true freshmen played. That was fun.
Shocking, really.
And the secondary will get burnt at some point this year in a manner that we don't like and is unacceptable because, shit, there's like 3 true freshmen out there playing and 2 redshirt freshmen.
Was it going to be a busted coverage or someone just getting cooked?
Probably a busted coverage. Yeah, just, they just
too athletic to get cooked.
Too athletic. But, yeah. But, so there are teams that play FCS. Like, we kind of put a little caveat on there from the beginning. Sometimes teams play FCS teams and they just fucking steamroll them. And it's like, that's sick, but you try to steamroll them. And, you know, like we kind of mentioned, and the joke would be maybe USC last week, but to make it like an Oregon thing, like in 2017, Willie Taggart's first game, I think they played Southern Utah. I won like 77-3. They returned the first kick. Was it Tony Brooks James for a touchdown? And they just rolled, right? That one felt like they were trying to score 70 points. They could have scored 80 on Saturday if they wanted. And that was kind of, that's the thing I'll take away. It's like from like the first possession, it was like, oh, Whittington, oh, Lamar, like, oh, this. So they were doing hockey style rotations. So I have no complaints. Like, I'm sure we could nitpick, like, well, Harkey didn't quite pin on, you know, this rotation. You know, I'm not that smart. I don't digest tape like that. But as a whole, as just kicking the shit out of an FCS team, that one was great because they didn't do anything cool. They didn't do anything special. They didn't try. They pulled Dante, what 9 minutes left in the third quarter? Yeah, no, I think he played one possession.
One series in the third quarter, yep.
Right. They didn't try to run it up from the beginning. Yep. From the beginning. So that's my whole thing is sometimes these blowouts are empty calories, and you could all say they all are in some way, but this one was just business. It was just, you want to know what?
Natural.
Playing a bunch of guys, it's gonna be what it is. Not doing anything special. The chips fall where they are.
Yeah, they definitely did not break the bank on play calls. Did Moore attempt many passes over 15 yards?
Like
two,
and Novosad had one, which you could argue was overthrown or underthrown.
That was a terrible throw. Yeah.
I think my one quibble would be, why didn't they throw deep? But of course, they didn't need to throw deep.
That's the thing. That's why this game meant nothing to me other than
a
win.
Listening to Jerry and Jorgie talk about it, and Jorgie was like pointing out that they were playing the deep pass all game. Like their safeties were playing deep the entire game. So they're like, you're not going to beat us deep. And so Oregon's just like, okay,
what tape have they watched of Will Stein? Like, you know what? We need to defend against the deep ball here. No, you need to defend against the 5-yard pass. That's what you need to defend against.
Screens.
Yes.
Checkdowns. Yeah. And
quick outs.
So the running game, interesting. Like Jaden Lamar scoring the first touchdown. Mekhi Hughes basically not playing until the end of the first half. We still don't know the story of that. I was shocked at the media for not asking about it. Like, nobody has really asked Dan to a point like, hey, why did Mekhi Hughes not play? Like, why did he get like 2 carries in the entire game? What's going on? He's probably not going to tell you specifically what's going on, but you got to fucking ask him. Do your job. Like, I watched the press conference and I'm like, why is nobody asking about Hughes? He was like the big story on offense other than Dante Moore coming into this season. And he didn't fucking play. Like, what? Like, Whittington starting, I understand. Whittington's like the veteran in the program. He's very, when he's good, he's very good. What?
This might go away
on Saturday. Like, Hughes might start Saturday and play the whole game, so maybe we find out later it was like this weird discipline thing or something, but it's weird.
This would be my only take on that running game, whatever. When can we get back? This is, folks, ladies and gentlemen, America, we got to get together. This is Oregon. We gotta get a lot of runs again, man. What? Why are we satisfied with 20-yard runs? This is Oregon. We gotta bust the coverage, split the gap, hit a seam, go straight up the field, man. Aleke Terry, what is going on, man?
Aleke Terry.
Aleke Terry. Amtrak, Scranton. No, but like. It is weird because
the offensive line was so good against the pass, especially like.
But Dante
Moore had like as long as he wanted to throw every single pass he had.
Like they had a couple runs early where it's like 26 yards, 22 yards. Yeah, we're back
to the house.
And then we're just like, nah, we're not. Come on, man.
Well, we didn't see Hughes, so I don't fully know.
Put the run game together.
I don't know if Hughes has that. We know Whittington.
How does no one in Will Stein's offense? I haven't seen a long run since. I don't think I've seen a long run since CJ Verdell in Columbus in 2021. CJ, it's been so long. I want to see a 60-yard run.
What do you think the longest run was last year?
I think
it's like 32 yards
along with against North Carolina, right? Like,
who's that? It's 2022.
It's like, yeah,
yeah. 2022.
Yeah. And I don't think he scored on it either. I think he like came up short.
It probably got
runs anymore. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
So weird.
It's weird.
So my question about the running backs too. So do we think these guys are going to play the rest of the season? Frankly,
no.
I don't think so either. No. I think it's going to be Hughes. I think it's going to be Whittington and Lamar and Harris, yeah. Probably. Like the freshmen are going to have their 4 games, but that's it. And how about that, by the way, for Davison? He gets 3 fucking touchdowns in his first game, and he's going to have to end up redshirting. It's like,
wow. I think they might keep playing him if he.
Yeah, he might be a goal line short yardage guy. Yeah.
He's, but I can see that. For it. Yep.
But like De'Aaron Hill, like he's not.
You don't want to lose a year if you don't have to. But if it was purely, you know, if this was the NFL and everyone was on the roster with just contracts, he's ahead of Lamar. He's probably third on the depth chart in my eyes. He's ahead of Harris. He's ahead of Lamar. So, yeah, but the fact that he's a freshman and you have that plethora of running backs, there's no reason to use him outside of his four games.
Yeah, I don't think Lamar played other than that series he scored on.
Because he probably shouldn't be playing outside of a series a couple touches.
It's so weird that he scored the first touchdown of the season. Like,
hey, they gave him, like, they were like, hey, man, you've practiced your ass off in the spring, in the summer, in fall camp. You want to know what? Fuck yeah, you're playing. And we're going to bury you from here on. Come on.
I was just complaining about, we're not going to know shit for the first four games. But I think we actually might learn some things with these freshmen, because I think they're going to play in all the three remaining games. They should, at least.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good test to see if it's possibly worth burning a potential year out of them.
Yeah. They're going to play
to win
Northwestern, like, for sure. Yeah. And Northwestern's going to, I mean, that's a Big Ten team, like, on the road. You're going to give them their shot. And if they show up, then, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, sort of test them in these environments.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah. So,
for whatever it's worth, I believe in the newest Bill Connolly S&P Plus that Northwestern is ranked three spots behind Montana State.
Yeah.
As they should.
They're going to be good. I'm just saying they're going to have more chances, is what I'm saying.
A three-team round robin between Montana State, Northwestern, Oregon State. Who's coming out on top of those three teams? Yeah.
Eye poison?
Cancer? Yeah. Is that what's winning? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully. defense. So, again, defense played really well. I think, honestly, I did learn a little bit about the front, because we didn't really know what it was going to look like beyond Maddie and...
We knew the edges.
Tuioti.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, Bear Alexander, Amari Washington, and Bear didn't really show up. He didn't really have to show up. Amari Washington did.
Is he a guy? Is he a guy?
He is a dude.
He might be a dude.
Like, he dominated an FCS school, quote unquote, the way you're supposed to. Like, if you are a top five team in the country, you're supposed to do what he did against Montana State. He fucking dominated them. Like, they had short yard, like, third and fourth down plays where he personally stopped up the play. And you don't see that a lot. You don't see that. I think people could see that. I don't think people who listen are going to understand what that was. But that's okay. Yeah.
Wait, so, what the hell? Under 50 yards rushing?
Yeah. No,
something like that?
Yeah. They didn't do anything. The only thing they were able to do is pass it to that taco guy, which, you know, whatever. Yeah.
If there's one guy that kills Oregon, it's a undersized white in the slot.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of universal, though, isn't it?
Like, well, just a little more so.
Tom Brady's in the Hall of Fame because of it, right? If it weren't for undersized whites in the slot, Tom Brady is not a Hall of Fame quarterback. So,
I mean, he also had best tight end ever in like 3 or 4 years of Randy Moss. But it's the whites.
King, you got to put that on TikTok. Tom Brady's not a Hall of Fame quarterback without undersized whites in the slot. Yeah.
Clip it. 809. Clipping it.
And it's Braga hates black people. That's what you should title it.
Yes. And I'm wearing Aaron Flugrad hates black people.
No,
Okay. Let's see. What else? Two kickers. How do we feel about our two kickers?
Didn't pay attention. I don't know.
Didn't the punter like tweet, thanks for the day off or something like that? Whoever the hell he is, because we don't even know who the punter actually is.
That's a good thing to not know who the fucking punter is.
So there's Sappington and then this other guy, and the other guy did the kickoffs and half of the field goals and extra points. No field goals.
If I don't think about the kickers all year, it's a pretty good year.
Okay.
Do you want to be, have no one know who you are if you're a kicker? That means you're not fucking up.
Yeah. Okay. What else? I think that's it.
I think we've spent enough time on Montana State.
Do we want Gary Bryant Jr. doing punt returning the whole season?
I hope it's to DeCorian Moore eventually.
No, you don't.
You do.
Well, he gets hurt.
I think I'm happy with Gary Bryant Jr. myself.
You saw every time he caught the ball, he's looking to take it to the house. Yeah. And that's what you want as a punt returner.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he runs back 7 yards and try to get the edge, that's what his style kind of seems like through one game.
Are we playing scared? Is that what we're doing? Like, are we like...
I'm just saying, like, he's your best receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're playing scared.
In theory, you're... Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
If anything that Dan Lanning era can teach us is sometimes throttle down. Just go in third speed. Just cruise. Just, you know, throttle down.
I want to see a lot more of him with the ball in his hands. That's really all I want to see.
Just one?
Just one. Yeah. Not everybody's as ambitious as you, King. I mean, geez. You want him to have both of them?
I'd like to see it.
This double fisting ball's done.
It do be like that. Let's see.
Hey, Braga. Yeah. Braga, grab your mic with your second hand.
I see what you're doing here. Wait a minute. We're not clipping that.
Damn it.
Good job. Good effort. Let's see. So welcome to the podcast officially, Alex Kingski. Twitch.tv/TSBpod is where you can watch us live every week. If you miss those, Sports Brewery on YouTube. The reason I'm doing this is to remind you that after the podcast, around 9 o'clock tonight, it is a Thursday, we are going to do our TSB watch along, and it is going to be the game in which Aaron Flugrad wore this jersey that I am currently wearing, the 2008 Holiday Bowl, Oregon, Oklahoma State. If you don't remember that game, good. Come watch it with us because it was a good time. So again, if you don't know how to do that currently or for the future, join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord, and I post the link and all of that good stuff in there, reminders and all that, so you can join in the fun. I think that's it.
So before we get on to important stuff, just give me 90 seconds. Sometimes I'll take notes, you know, like, oh, this could be something we talk about, and I'll throw it into, like, the notes app.
Sure.
And, the other, I think it was last Friday, actually, I was listening to Fox Sports Eugene on my way home from work.
Yes.
And they were doing it. They were doing a betting segment. Right. So they're, you know, it's like money, you know, just everything you think of, like all the stereotypical sounds that every radio station does. And they were trying to do a yell, like or a moan to like, yes, like one cash. And it was 100% someone whoever put it together just clicked in moan, and it was a woman moaning.
Uh-oh.
During relations. And the two hosts and the guests were like, because it was like, as it's like, money, who's it, whatever that song is, right? Yeah, money. Yeah.
Is it Pink Floyd?
Yeah,
I think it's Pink Floyd time. And there's just there's coins dropping, you know, there's Viva Las Vegas sound, and it's just like, oh. And the guy is like, no.
What?
Finally, one of the producers hops on. The producer hops like, I meant to click the other bed. Oops. It was very funny. I'm sorry. Jeez. You had to be here for it, but it's very funny when you hear stuff and you're like,
he also have had something on his personal computer, which happened to be hooked up to the thing as well.
No, it was too perfect. It was, yes. He just tried to put in moan or like yell, and it was sex.
Did he just like not listen to it before he put enter?
No, he clearly didn't. What? And what's funny is the host is like somehow attached to Bushnell, which used to be
NCCU,
whatever. Northwest Christian. Yeah. So he was, the host was very awkward about it.
Well, Braga, you're making graphics.
Where are you going with this, Ski?
You're making graphics for my cards and picks thing. Yep. Where this guy's showing you up. Where's my audio?
I'm going to do the what happened in Fight Club, where there's like that one little dick in there. Like
just a quick little pickup moan in there.
Yeah. You got to find it. Yeah.
Well, now I need some audio out of it. Now I can't get shown up by Fox Sports Eugene.
I'm gonna hide a dick every week in the you got to find it.
Actually, we're working a guy moaning. Oh, a guttural growl.
But, by the way, like to do that, I would have to Photoshop out of an image a dick and then like shrink it way down. Like, I'm just telling you the logistics of what that would take for me to do that. I'd have to Google it, first of all. Picture of dick, long, hard schlong. Download the picture, put it into Photoshop, get out my little fine tune cutting tool.
Neither of us was talking about it being hard and throbbing. You could throw a flaccid one in there.
Throw a floppy disk in there.
Okay.
That's even funnier. That's way funnier. Yeah.
I assume.
We don't need a purple throbbing member. Just throw a little flaccid.
Yeah. Nope. Booble says I just ruined everybody's algorithm. My bad.
It's not veiny enough for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to put it? Universal question. All right, should we do trivia list? What do you want to do? Lines, not list. Trivia or lines? Do you want to do
trivia?
Trivia. All right, let's do it. Oklahoma State trivia. Oregon has played Oklahoma State once in college football history. It's 2008 in the Holiday Bowl. If you have not listened to our trivia before, I'm going to ask Ski or King a question. They have a chance to answer it. If they get it wrong or if they pass, then the other person has a multiple choice option to steal the point. And it is best out of 10. I only have 10 questions. King won last time. So King.
Asterisk week one already. But yeah,
King gets to go first.
Is this a think Jinx trivia segment?
This segment is brought to you by Think Jinx. ThinkJinx.com. If you're thinking, Think Jinx. Why not? Your dog will thank you. ThinkJinx.com.
I have nothing to add. That was perfect. That was like an actual read.
Actually.
Okay, Oklahoma State trivia. King, your first question. Who is Oklahoma State's all-time leader in passing yards and touchdowns? Passing touchdowns.
I'll say Zach Robinson.
Incorrect. Your options,
Ski. Oh, I know who it is. Damn it.
Your options, Ski. Brandon Whedon, Mason Rudolph, or Mike Gundy?
I'm going to say Rudolph.
That is the correct answer, and it's by a lot. Yeah. Like it's
by a lot,
not really close. By the way, Mike Gundy, I think top five. Like he was like a legendary quarterback for them. I don't think I knew that before this week. Like, sorry. Also, Patrick Mahomes' dad played baseball. Apparently, so.
Do you know who Mike Gundy's running back was?
No, Barry Sanders.
It was. Yeah.
Barry? Really? Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's see. Ski, this goes back to you. This is probably a good one for you to have. This actor is famous for his roles in Point Break, the Buddy Holly story, and Under Siege. He played football at Pitt before a knee injury forced him to transfer to Oklahoma State, where he became a theater major. He quit school one credit.
You don't need to say
graduation.
Anymore. I'm going to say Gary Busey.
It is Gary Busey.
And the
yes.
question. Yes.
Yeah. Next question. Moving on.
Yes.
Yep. It was hard. It's always hard with these ones to come up with like alternative answers that are like close enough to where it might mess with you guys. But yeah.
You said Point Break. There's only like three guys in Point Break that you need.
I know. I had John C. McGinley as one of the options. So he looks like he could have played football.
Could have.
All right. King, Oregon and Oklahoma State only played once. Holiday Bowl 2008. Who led the Hokies in receiving that day with 13 catches, 167 yards and a touchdown?
The who?
What'd I say?
The Hokies? Did I say the Hokies? Is that what you said? Yeah.
The Pokes.
Oh, Vatek out.
I'll just guess Des Bryant.
That's the correct answer, yeah. And he got
What was his line? Because he got hurt. What was his line?
13 catches, 167 yards, and a touchdown.
Damn.
Remember, he was like abusing Walter Thurman that day. Like, it was bad. And then he got hurt. And like, by the way, Oklahoma State was like sort of running away with it before he got hurt. And then the whole thing turned around, obviously. So let's see. So King has a point. Ski leads 2-1. What is the name, Ski, of Oklahoma State's stadium, which is located in Stillwater? And you have to be exact.
I mean, it's probably just some dumb corporate name now. I'm just going to say Cowboy Stadium.
Incorrect.
That seems like it would be.
King, your options. T. Boone Pickens Stadium, Boone Pickens Stadium, or Pickens Stadium?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's why I said you got to be specific.
I'll just still say T. Boone Pickens Stadium.
It is Boone Pickens Stadium. Yeah, that should be a trivia. Yeah. What does a T stand for? I have no idea. All right, so stays 2-1. Ski with the lead, and this goes back to King. There has only been one Heisman winner in Polk's history. Who is he?
Barry Sanders.
That is correct. We are tied up at 2. Back over to Ski. What is the name of Oklahoma State's mascot? And again, you have to be exact.
This exact part's throwing me off here.
Uh-huh.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. I don't know what other name to it would be.
Swoosh's suggestion is racism tea cowboy. Yeah. It's close.
I mean, that's it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get the full name. There's no point.
Well, go for it. Give it a guess.
No.
Give it a guess.
Nope.
You're really not going to guess?
No, because it's not going to be right.
Okay. Your options, King. Pistol Pete, Buffalo Pete, or just Pete?
Oh, fuck. See, it's this, like, you got to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it's Pete.
It's Pistol Pete. Sorry, guys.
Fuck you. God,
yeah,
so
this fucking guy.
Stupid.
He's got the six shooters, baby. Yeah. Why is he not? Come on.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Pete Maravich has something to say about that one.
Political correctness has no influence on the state of Oklahoma.
See, getting these like.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
How do you spell T-Boone? You know?
Come on. How do you spell Boone? Bonus point.
B-O-O-N-E.
There you go. Bonus point for King. Boom. 3-2.
Ah!
All right, so this
is what time they change the six shooters. And he goes to my Glocks or something. I mean,
Glocks.
No cowboy rocks a six shooter anymore.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point. Booble says ski, spell T.
T. Now we're evened up.
All right.
Spell the Tennessee quarterback's name from 1998. It's T.
Oh. T. Martin? Yeah.
Yeah,
T-E-E-R-T-I-N.
Okay,
all right.
Ski gets a point. We're tied at three. All right, let's see. This goes back to King. Back to the 2008 Holiday Bowl. Oregon had two guys rush for over 100 yards in that game. Who led them with 119 yards on 12 carries?
Oh, God, there were two long runs.
Yep. One of them was by.
I'll say Masoli.
Incorrect. It's
LeGarrette Blunt.
Your options Ski. LeGarrette Blunt, Jeremiah Johnson, or Jeremiah
Masoli. Just cut it.
It's Blunt. It was one of the two. Yeah.
It was Jeremiah Johnson.
No.
He had like a 75-yard run in that game, dude. Yeah. JJ.
I don't remember that rushing. One.
Yep. And Masoli had 16 carries, 106 yards, and three touchdowns in that game.
But Blunt didn't get 100 yards in that game?
Blunt had seven carries, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Yep. He had like a 40-yard touchdown run that everybody remembers, but other than that,
he jumped over someone. Yeah.
And then stiff-armed them and like rode them into the end zone from 15 yards out. It was pretty cool. Okay, so nobody gets that point. We have two questions left. You guys are tied at three. Let's see. This goes back to Ski now. Who is Oklahoma State's all-time winningest coach?
I'm going to say Gundy.
That is correct. It's not close. Like, it's by a lot.
He's been there. God, he's been there forever now.
There have been some big names who coach there. Yeah. Like Les Miles coached there. Like a bunch of random big names. Let's see. Okay, so back to
Jimmy Johnson coached there.
Jimmy Johnson did coach there. Yes, that was the other one. Okay, so Ski leads 4-3. King, you can tie it. And if it's tied, then it's just fucking tied because I don't have any more questions. So
King, I got a tiebreaker for King here.
This is soccer. We're not doing PKs. All right, what is the name of the rivalry game with Oklahoma?
Bedlam.
Bedlam is correct. And you don't have to be exact. All right, we're tied.
Finally, I don't have to be exact.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
The Bedlam series, actually.
Yeah. The Bedlam Syria.
All right, what's your bonus question? I got the tiebreaker. Ski?
So, Booble's put it in the chat a couple times. I opened like five packs from 93 NFL last night. There's two Chiefs players out of there. Name the position of this chief from 1993,
Benny Thompson was
a safety.
Benny Thompson was a safety.
Oh,
man.
You should have given him the kicker, dude.
I didn't. The other one was Barry Word, and that was too easy.
Wasn't that too easy? Yeah. Didn't you get the kicker or whatever?
Mike Lowry.
I can't believe we got Benny Thompson.
King wins 2 weeks in a row. How about that?
Yeah. I remember that guy.
I'll give you next week's win if you tell me what school Benny Thompson went to.
Oh, that's a good fucking question. Grambling.
Grambling
State at the time.
Is Grambling?
No! No! There's no way. There's no way.
Fucking way.
Wow.
Flip that. No one ever tell me I'm a bandwagon chief.
That is insane.
Ever again. Benny Thompson Grambling in your fucking face.
That was in your head somewhere. That's the crazy.
That was incredible. That was me being a fucking loser in the late 90s, looking at cards from Franz Bread or something. Like, oh, Benny Thompson.
I was watching him open packs in like 9
Deron Cherry.
I was like, yeah, Dana Hall, dude. He was a baller. What do you mean? You guys don't remember who Dana Hall was?
I remember Dana Hall. I remember Dana Hall.
Yeah.
Not as much as I remember Benny Thompson, apparently.
That's fantastic.
There's no way he went to Grambling. That's insane.
That's so good.
That's so good.
I was even going to give you a hint, like, oh, they, even though it's Grambling State, I was like, oh, they got a big matchup this week with a Big Ten team.
That's great.
By the way, listener/viewer, if you are interested in watching Ski open packs, he has been doing that once a week. So get in our Discord. He'll tell you when he goes live on those. And if you miss them, I post them on YouTube, so you can watch them on there, too. It's a good time.
And before
I joined in, I was in the chat last night for the last one, and that shit was fun. So highly recommend. I won't be joining the pod because that sounds too much like work, but I will fuck around in the chat, though. Yeah.
Before we move on, just real quick, just because I deserve Chiefs talk for 90 seconds.
After that, absolutely.
My favorite thing about NFL like talk into this season this year is when people preview the AFC West and they're like, my number one team in the AFC West with this coach, Sean Payton,
Raiders,
and this quarterback, Bo Nix, Broncos number one. And granted, there are other facets of the game. The Broncos defense is awesome, but on what world are you like, this coach, Sean Payton, is better than Andy Reid, and this quarterback, Bo Nix, is better than Patrick Mahomes? Like, what? We have become so lazy. You just have to say, you know what? I like the Raiders. This coach, Pete Carroll, granted, he hasn't won anything in like 10 years, even like a second round play. This coach, it's like, oh my God. We did this in 2022 when they were like, again, hey, I like the Broncos. Is the AFC West the best division in history? We got the Chiefs. We got the Raiders. We got Brandon Staley and Justin Herbert. And you want to know what we got in Denver now? We got a stew cooking in Denver in 2022. We got this coach, Sean Payton. And you want to know what quarterback? This quarterback, Russell Wilson. What are we doing, guys? Right, that was a real thing. That was a real thing in 2020. Best division ever, maybe? No, not really.
No.
But again, nobody loves Sean Payton more. Outside of the media, no one loves Sean Payton more than Sean Payton. Like, it's insane how his, like, 1 year of doing Fox Sports has, like, Colin Cowherd and everything. But, like, with that coach, you know? Granted, his record as a career might be under 500. I'm lying. I don't know if that's true. But everything, this coach, I mean, why not Fox Andy Reid? Probably not. I don't think that's going to happen. Sorry, proceed. That's my whining Kansas City take for the preseason.
I think Denver
is Bo Nix better than Patrick Mahomes?
The Sean Payton one gets me because they would probably be equally as good
if best running back James is there. NFL. So
he might be. I don't know. Hopefully. Because I don't want to see Saquon guy again.
Well, I mean, is it a good sign when the receiver you sign retires and your number one receiver a week before the season starts demands a trade? Is that the makings of a good team?
Well, listen, go back to 2011. This Pete Carroll guy, he's got the NFL really dialed in. Just saying.
All right, you want to do lines?
You offering? Yeah.
Lines everywhere. Lines from Berkeley, California to Coral Gables, Florida. From Fordham, New York to San Diego, we're doing lines.
By the way, Cal Berkeley, holy shit. Their quarterback is good.
Duck legend. Former Duck legend.
Shit. Yep. That kid, like, we talk about throwing deep. That kid throws deep like every other pass, and it's a fucking dime.
That's probably why
can you say his name?
No. I could when I was watching it, and since then I've forgotten.
Senga what? Yeah. Something like that?
I see. It's Jaron
or something.
Jaron Yeah. Something with a K that I can't get. And then like Saga Patelli. It's like Jaron Kyle. That's where I lost Saga Patelli. But I can't get it. I
remember what it is.
Yeah. Something with a W and an A-R-E. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
So,
Oregon State sucks.
Oh.
They suck.
Very, very bad.
Real bad.
Very bad.
Yeah.
So, week one in the books. Braga. You're in last place with 8 points. King, you got 9 points. I have 10 points.
Okay.
So early lead for me, and mostly because you two both picked UCLA.
Yeah.
King picked UCLA.
No claps. No claps.
No. Like I said, I also have in the notes here, King wrote, UCLA wins on the money line. He thought UCLA was winning straight up. Yeah, they were very bad.
So. Yeah, let's taking a chance.
Yeah. All right. We'll flush it. So,
yeah,
First game.
They might win four on the money line this year. Don't worry.
Maybe. There's a chance. First one is Northern Illinois versus Maryland. Maryland's 16.5-point favorite.
Give me the Terps.
Not the team that beat Notre Dame last year, boys. I'm just saying. Maryland. Yes, agreed.
Yeah, I am taking Maryland as well. Next word.
Is Northern Illinois going to be in the Mountain West next year? I think so. Right?
Something like that. They're moving somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're Mountain West next year. Yeah.
All right. Well, we had one directional Illinois school. We'll go to a different directional Illinois school, Western Illinois. Northwestern is 28.5-point favorites.
Their quarterback, SMU transfer dude, is
Preston Stone.
He fucking stinks. I don't know if you watched any of the Tulane game last week, but he was awful. I still think they cover. Northwest.
Preston Stone must have eaten up like 90% of their NIL money also.
Yeah.
Right. Coming from SMU, it's like.
Can you imagine making, like, you're not really a school known for those kind of investments. And then you make an investment and it just fucking falls flat on its face. I still think
Northwest. Give me the Leathernecks of Western Illinois. I think they're the Leathernecks.
I am taking Western Illinois as well. And trying to see if they are the Leathernecks. Can't find it. They don't want to tell me what they are.
I like that light behind you. That's a cool light.
That?
Yeah, the Portland, Oregon one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice addition.
Flair.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
it's all about flair here.
Yeah.
Another fun, these fucking early season. Florida, Illinois is 41.5-point dogs to Penn State.
I'm sorry, what was the first school?
Florida International.
You said Florida, Illinois.
Oh, I meant Florida International. Okay. I have a bunch of ILLs. I have ILL, ILL, and then ITL. All in a row. Yeah.
See? It's almost like your writing is fucking chicken scratch and nobody can read it, Ski. Huh?
Look how much I had to write. Look how much I had to write down because there's fucking 20 fucking games.
Can totally see that.
I can absolutely see it. Yep. What was the line?
41.5.
Jeez, that's so big.
Yeah.
Give me Penn State. Yeah, FIU is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Penn State gets that for sure.
I mean, I don't like it, but I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe the game of the Big Ten. Illinois, 2.5-point favorites against Duke.
Arian Mensa, Duke.
Yeah, Mensa. I'm going to pick the Illini. I guess. I'm just not a big Duke guy.
Yeah, I do too. I got Illinois as well.
Damn it. I was hoping to break a tie. Mm-hmm. Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, then maybe the most exciting game. We got Iowa. Iowa's getting 3.5 points against Iowa State.
Oh, give me the Cyclones, baby. You don't just walk into Jack Trice Stadium when Fox Big Noon is there. Woo. Fun fact, Iowa State has never lost a home game when Fox Sports Big Noon has been there with David Portnoy as an employee. It's never happened. Not going to happen this Saturday. Undefeated.
All right. I actually gave this pick out last night because these games always end up in a field goal difference. I don't know who wins it, but it's going to be a field goal one way or the other. So give me Iowa because they're catching more than the field goal.
This game stinks. I don't like picking it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want anything to do with this game. And I'm going to see it a whole bunch, I bet. Actually, no, because I'm going to the game this Saturday. I'm going to the Duck game, so thank God. Same time. Whew. Iowa. Sure.
I did see a stat that Iowa has not lost this. I think it's like since 2005, they've lost to Iowa State 4 times, and they've all been by 3 points. Yeah. It's like you have to go back to like 2003 or 2004, something crazy where Iowa State won like 20-3. Like every other time Iowa State has beat them, it's literally been by 3 points.
Yeah, so I'm liking getting a field goal plus a half.
Unofficial name of this rivalry from Swoosh McDuck in the chat is El Asico.
El Asico, yeah. Hey, listen. And you guys are showing disrespect to the Cyclones.
Yes.
Rewind a little bit. Rewind 5 years. The world is alone. It is dark. It is desolate. You could not spend New Year's with your loved ones. You had to be 10 feet away, wearing masks outside. And we looked to the heavens for Mario Cristobal, DJ Johnson, Tyler Shuck, and Anthony Brown to lead us to some positivity on New Year's Day 2021. And what happened? Matt Campbell and the Cyclones.
That plucky white running quarterback and Breece Hall.
Brock Purdy happened, baby. And they just kept kicking short to DJ Johnson, and he could never figure it out. They kept fumbling. And Oregon lost the field. In those unprecedented times, we looked to Mario Cristobal, and he let us down. Shout out to Brock Purdy, by the way.
Brock Purdy. Breece Hall. That was a pretty good team that they played. And should have beat.
Should have.
Yeah.
I guess we're picking this one. How about Kennesaw State at Indiana?
Don't care, Indiana.
Indiana 35.5.
Only 35.5?
Yeah,
Indiana for sure. Kennesaw State. Get out of here.
Kennesaw State, they are 0-1, and they lost to Wake Forest 9-10 last week.
Indiana star pick for me, please.
No. Good news, we don't have to pick these next two games because they haven't put lines up for them yet. Nice. And that would be Northwestern State at Minnesota and Grambling State at Ohio State.
So we're not picking those.
Not picking those. They don't even want to put those lines up yet because they're going to be a billion.
Okay.
Benny Thompson.
Legend.
Miami. We got Miami, Ohio. They're going to Rutgers. Rutgers, 15.5 points. At early, give me the Shianos.
I got Miami of Ohio with the points. Like 14 in that one.
You don't just walk into Piscataway, the birthplace of college football.
You absolutely
and come out. You don't. Give me the Rutgers. Give me Butkers.
You do.
Yep.
You walk in there and you do
give
whatever you want.
Give me Ethan Kaliak-Manis at quarterback for Rutgers. They're just going to win by 16 on the last drive. I just know it.
Some gross. Yeah, field goal they'll kick to go up 17. Yeah.
Field goal to cover. Yep. Bad beats.
Wisconsin's 20.5-point favorites at home against Middle Tennessee State.
Learn what? Wisconsin, star pick. Because next week they go to Alabama, and they're winning like 4 games the entire year. So they're going to make sure. Luke Fickell's going to make sure they just lay waste to them.
Yeah, they waste them. Yeah. I'm taking Wisconsin as well.
Middle Tennessee State with the points, please.
Please.
Do you know what their mascot is?
No.
I think it's a Blue Raider. Oh.
They are the Blue Raiders, yeah. So.
Jeez. I got the game on. I got Dallas and Philly on right now, and I just saw two straight tush pushes.
Oh, I'm just
like, already.
Yeah, great
already.
Football. Yeah, I love the tush push.
Already. Mm-hmm.
Very aesthetically pleasing. Yep.
Yep.
All right. On paper, this looks like it should be the best game, but this game for me is going to be gross, I think, and that's Michigan at Oklahoma. Oklahoma 5.5-point favorites at home.
Michigan.
Boomer Sooner.
Yo, Underwood is a physical specimen. Like, he's huge. And fast.
Is he long?
Yeah, and throbbing.
Is he twitchy?
Veiny.
Fast twitchy, for sure. Right?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, what? No one asked about that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm taking Michigan as well. Just Oklahoma. I don't know how, why they're ranked 18th, but they are.
Why is Michigan ranked? Come on.
At least they won something.
Okay. By the way, okay.
Top quarterback in the country.
Yeah. Okay. They struggle to beat New Mexico. Did you guys see that thing about New Mexico I put in the Discord? Their 50-yard line logo.
Yeah, I saw the picture of it. Yeah.
That does not work when your state is just a rectangle.
Your state is a box.
Your state is a box. It does not work. Yeah. It does not work.
It's so stupid.
Can't wait to see Wyoming trot that out in a few years. Yeah. Or it's just a perfect box.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, hell really, yeah. Like Oregon. If Oregon.
No, we got no. We got no.
Little area near Portland, I guess, but.
No, it goes down. Nah. Portland has jacket. Or Oregon has,
You could make it recognizable.
Look at it right there.
There
you go, Braga. Where are the straight lines here? There's no straight lines. Even there.
Seriously.
That's squiggly there. Squiggle.
No, that's squiggle. What I'm saying is you could make it recognizable, but it's mostly a square. Like,
you're a square.
Yeah.
Fucking square.
L7
weenie.
Yep. All right. Do either of you want Nebraska -34.5 against Akron?
Akron. No. Akron, no. Please.
You want Akron? All right.
Sure do.
I don't think LeBron's going to be there to help the Zips or Jason Taylor.
Walking through that door.
So give me the Patrick Mahomes great value version in Nebraska.
I'm taking Nebraska as well. They lost 10-0 to Wyoming week one. So
Akron.
You don't just walk into Laramie.
You know, but
elevation, man.
No, you can walk right in there. It's really easy. It's they're bad. Like, you can just do it.
I guess Willie Taggart did it, so.
Yeah.
Against Josh Allen. So.
Yeah, against the best quarterback in the NFL.
All right, next we got Boston College. They're going to Sparty. Michigan State 4.5-point favorites at home.
Sparty.
I want the earth to open and for this game to not happen. Like, nobody should be forced to watch this game.
I will not see a single highlight of this game unless it's force-fed upon me.
You know you're a degen if you watch any second of this game. Like, that says a lot about you as a human.
Well, what's a worse watch? No, is this a worse watch than Iowa State?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes. I'll take Michigan State, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take Sparty just so none of us, game means nothing.
And you know what? Like, next week, I'm just going to take your word for it. Like, if they win or lose, cool.
Yeah, you could tell me it was 70-13, whoever, Boston, BC. I think, okay.
All right.
Man, Jonathan Smith, hot seat.
70 points. Huh.
Wow, impressive.
Cool.
All right, two more games we don't have to pick because they're not giving us lines. And thank God, because the first one's Southern Illinois and Purdue.
There's so
and
many
the other ones. And the other one is UC Davis and Washington. Those lines aren't going to come out till at least tomorrow night.
Now, UC Davis is going to be a Pac-12 school, right? Like for basketball or something? Is that
so embarrassing? Right? So bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's not good.
Oh.
So we're not picking those games. What game are we?
So we got Georgia Southern 28.5 point dogs against the Trojans.
USC.
And I'm star picking USC. They will win USC by a million.
By a kajillion.
Do you guys know who Georgia Southern's coach is?
I do not.
Is it DeSean Jackson? He's coaching somebody now.
It is Clay Helton.
Nice.
That's actually
so. They are gonna try and win 100-0.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh yeah, even double star pick it.
It is funny how quick we all bought into USC, right? All they had to do was have one really good game against a horrible team where they scored a whole bunch of points, and everybody's like, "All right, USC's back. Here we go."
USC's always back early in the season against shitty teams. They're going to score a lot of points. And then,
it's funny to look back to last year. Like they were ranked 15th in like the beginning of October.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'll say 70 is different than we're used to seeing from them. Like usually it's like a 40-17 win or something, but putting up 70.
Those teams, they always lay the wood on them. And then it's the middling teams that they should easily beat. And it's 48-41 kind of game.
Yes, sir.
All right. King, are you going to do it again? Your Bruins, 2.5 point favorites on the road to UNLV.
Yeah, I am. UNLV sucks rocks too.
2-0 UNLV.
Yeah.
I'm going Vegas. Which by the way, 2.5, that means they're going to win. So if UCLA loses to UNLV, woof.
I'm taking the Bruins. They can't lose this game. They're not going to get a win on the year if they don't win this game. And then last game, Ducks 27.5 points. Give me the Ducks.
Ducks, yeah. The Mike Gundy stuff kind of sealed that one.
That's forced, yeah. Before I was like, oh, they can win by 21, three scores. Now they're winning by, I don't even know what the...
Why would
35
you give,
plus.
Why would you give that coach motivation? Like this guy. Like you've seen what happens when you give Dan Lanning motivation. Like, fuck. Like my guy. Shut up.
Don't give Dan Lanning fucking bulletin board material. Because he's going to run with that shit. And then
he fucking comes up with that stuff out of his ass every week.
Yeah.
Like we watch videos about it. It's incredible. That's like his number one talent. Good luck.
Good luck,
Gundy. All right, that's it?
Yep.
Let's do our list and leave. Our list this week comes from our Discord, which, by the way, Sportsbury and Discord, if you would like to join in the fun and give us game ideas to watch. Sometimes we watch movies. You can give us movie ideas in there. You can also give us our list ideas. And so, with Oregon playing Oklahoma State, our list comes again from Nathan FKD in the Discord, and it is top three Cowboys. I want to be a cowboy baby. So, who wants to start?
Okay, along those lines, I will give it to Toby Keith as number three, because, I should have been a cowboy.
All right. My number three is Sheriff Bart from Blazing Saddles. The Gucci bags. Like, come on, man. It's a cowboy right there. That's the end. We'll get to it.
My number three is Sam Elliott. Virgil Earp.
Yes. I mean, really, you could go 1, 2, 3, just people in the movie Tombstone. Like,
you're literally stealing my bit here, man.
Okay, sorry. My bad. Shut up. All right. So three's from the chat. Yeah. Let's see. Fender says Lawrence Fishburne. And so he means Larry Fishburne from Pee Wee. Yes, I get that reference. Nutian says Beyonce.
Cowboy Carter.
Love it. Speaking of Carters, Mount Boobles is Cowboy James Storm. Is that a wrestler? Must be a wrestler.
Gotta be a wrestler.
WCP's is Woody from Toy Story. Yep. Erica's from Nutian is John Wayne. Boo. Famously racist. Piece of garbage.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
Different times.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Swoosh McDucks is Cowboy Bob Orton. Is that another wrestler? It's fucking like dorks. I mean that in the nicest way possible. All right, King, what's your two?
My number two is the Marlboro Man.
Yeah, I could see that. Do you see the comment in the chat, Ski?
Yeah, but I don't listen to it. He's wrong. They're all cowboys. If you wore a hat and spurs and guns, you were a cowboy back then.
So Fender says Virgil Earp fought against the cowboys because he was a lawman.
Yeah, he was a lawman at the time.
He's a cop. He's a fucking cop. Wearing that Red Sox. Oh, my God. He's a fucking cop.
Yeah. You got a fucking...
Meet me at Duncan.
Yeah, star on that shirt there, Ski. Eh? It's fucking co-op. Let's see. My number two is Cowboy Bebop. Anime. Great, 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 great anime. And Ski.
Well, I'm changing it up now because my number two was Kurt Russell. My number two... Nope. My number two now is going to be...
Well, wait. Kurt Russell should be on your list, not just for Tombstone, but like Bonehawk. Dude, he has to be on your list.
The bit got ruined. So now I'm going number two is Yosemite Sam.
You guys are soft.
What in tarnation?
Yeah. Is it mostly because he's on truck mud flaps?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what does it for you? Okay.
Guy knows how to merchandise, man. What can he say?
Absolutely. Let's see. Two's from the chat. Nutian says Buffalo Bill from Deadwood. He was in this, I think he was one of the characters. Erica's two.
Silence of the Lambs.
Erica's two is Yosemite Sam. Mm-hmm. WCP's is Sam Elliott. Fender's is Pecos Bill. But he says it like, oh, Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas. Is that a song? It must be a song. I don't know the song.
Must be.
Boobles is Owen Wilson and Shanghai Knights. Fuck yeah.
That's a good one.
Hope your number one is Jackie Chan. Did I ruin your bit? Better be Jackie Chan. Swoosh McDucks is Curly from City Slickers. Yeah. That goes back to our bit that every sequel should have the Legend of Curly's Gold at the end of it. So.
Jack Balance.
My number one.
Hey, Senior, so let's do the Tango Cash.
Oh, Cash and Tango. Cash. Cash and Tango. Cash and always after the drums.
That's perfect. All right, ones.
My number one, this is dripping, soaking, pulsating, rubbing nipples with your fingers, Rip Wheeler from Yellowstone.
Oh. Yeah.
It's too hot. It's too hot, man.
Too sexy.
Wears leather, too.
He does wear leather.
Yeah.
It's too good.
Let's see. Should I do my number one? Yes, I will do my number one. Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2. First one is good. I think Arthur Morgan's character's cooler. So he's my number two. Put a lot of hours into that guy. So it's weird not picking something from like one of the Tarantino westerns too. Like
I could go to Django
or like, you know,
I was just going to say, I literally was just going to say, was Django a cowboy? And do we need to put a little,
very much he was. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I realized it right before you said this, like, oh, fuck, I need a black one. A little uncomfortable.
All right. What's your one, Ski?
My number one is for the two guys in our chat. My number one is JBL. They'll know who it is.
The speaker? The New York speaker?
Yeah. No, but it's you'll know him as Bradshaw. He's a wrestler.
I don't remember Terry? Bradshaw either. Like, I don't know who this is.
Come on, man. No, you watch any wrestling in the early 2000s?
Swoosh loves it, though. So I'm happy for you.
Where's a cowboy if he at,
was
a, man?
If he was a Bradshaw, I would have known. I would have known.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've rebranded him after Bradshaw to JBL. So there you go.
What does JBL stand for?
John Bradshaw something.
John Bradshaw Layfield, apparently, says Booble. Okay. Yep. All right. Again, I'm happy for you guys.
All right. That's a deep cut, yeah.
One's from the chat. WCP's is Arthur Morgan, same as me. Booble's is John Marston, which is the character from the first Red Dead game. Fender's is Quigley. Who's Quigley?
Quigley down under?
Yeah. Like, really? Is that really what he's saying?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No way.
See, can you... Well, can Australia,
who else is another Quigley, I guess?
I don't know. Like, I guess so.
But can Australians be cowboys? I know they have, you know, the vast terrain with a lot of cattle. But is cowboys, is that strictly... You know, America.
No, they can be cowboys. No, they can be cowboys.
No way.
Because every animal in Australia is out there to kill you, except for like the sheep.
Yeah.
So is Crocodile Dundee a cowboy then?
No, there's a phrase for what he was. I forget what it is though.
I think it was crocodile hunter.
He was a.
What was it? Somebody in the chat, tell us what the proper term was for what he did for a living. Did he get paid? What did he do for, like, money? Huh. These are the questions we ask ourselves. Yep. Swoosh McDuck's number one is Micah Parsons. Boo. Also, because he's not a cowboy anymore. Nutians is Troy Aikman. Go away. Yeah, just go away, dude. Like,
who's going to say Emmett Smith now?
Leave. Erica's number one is the ghoul from Fallout. Yeah. Yes. What's his name?
Blank. Oh, yeah.
Blanking. Actor's name.
Oh.
Walton Goggins. Yes. Yes. Yes, Erica. Yes. Let's see. Any other number ones? I think that's it. Is that all we got? I guess I'm not missing any. Okay, cool. Honorable mention, Glenn Campbell. Let's see. Honorable mention, Cowboy Barbie. Cowgirl Barbie. I don't know who that is either. Honorable mention, Daniel Craig versus Aliens. Yeah.
We let a black person in. We're not letting in women.
No.
Cowboy! Get out of here. Yep.
Honorable mention, West Texas Rednecks.
Honorable mention, all of the Young Guns.
Young Guns.
Yeah, all of them.
Mount up. You gotta be handy with Emilio, if you know what I mean.
Emilio! And Lou Diamond Phillips and Kiefer.
Oh, Kiefer. Yeah, that was a bang.
Kiefer, yeah. The Swoosh's honorable mention is George Strait. It's like a singer.
Is he a singer? Yes.
He does country.
Pretty famous. pretty famously a country singer.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Okay, that's it.
Well, we've got Sheen was in Young Guns. Have you guys seen the trailer to that new Sheen documentary thing?
No, I saw the John Candy one, and it's sad.
The Sheen one looks good, but you know it's not going to be.
I assume it's going to be insane for the most part.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I just, all those Netflix ones are like, uncensored, never before seen, straight from the source. They're fine. I hope it is. What does he got to lose? Talk shit about Emilio Estevez. Yeah. Like, talk shit about your pops. You know what I mean? Talk shit about that dork on 2 1/2 Men, John Cryer. John Cryer. What do you got to lose?
It looked like they had Tucker's in it. They had a little interview with Tucker from Money Talk.
Tucker Carlson? Oh, Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, yeah.
I don't know.
Tucker Carlson, yeah.
Tucker, what?
Wow, that's a choice.
Yeah. I thought he was conducting the whole thing. That's crazy.
All right, guys, let's end the podcast. We got our watch along to have happen. Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, everybody. Podcast listener, you may turn us off now. Actually, I'm going to edit it so you are no longer hearing us anymore. So bye.